In early September, Ocracoke Island was pummeled by Category 1 Hurricane Dorian, displacing many of the longtime residents. While recovery work started right after the storm, the cleanup and demolition of flooded homes continues to displace more people. Additionally, some business owners are assessing their future on the 13-mile barrier island. PRE's Jared Brumbaugh recently spoke with the Hyde County Commissioner for Ocracoke Township, Tom Paul, about the ongoing recovery efforts despite a recent denial of federal disaster assistance from FEMA.
Right before we got on the phone, you were driving around on Ocracoke. Can you kind of describe what are you seeing out there right now?
Sure. There's debris stacked out alongside all of our roadways in front of houses. Furniture, sheetrock, vegetative debris, trees that are cut up, appliances, washers, dryers. It looks like a pile of garbage, but it's people's memories and their hopes and dreams for the future that are piled out there.
At this point, it's been more than 5 weeks since Hurricane Dorian and still very early stages of recovery. But what does recovery look like right now on the island?
There are a handful of businesses that have been able to partially reopen, and that's a real benefit to us. A few restaurants in particular have opened, and that's really great because it means that the workforce that we need on the island in order to do these repairs will have a place to, where they can go and, you know, buy a sandwich. Residents are mostly moving in the other direction. As more demolition work takes place, there are more people being displaced. There's some reconstruction going on, but it's not gone on for long enough that we've been able to move people back into their homes.
Do you have any sort of number on how many people have been displaced by the storm?
We do, and I've got to be upfront about this, that these numbers are estimates. But the estimate that we're working with right now is around 400 displaced people. Keep in mind, this is a full-time population in Ocracoke of around 1,000 residents. So that's 40% of our population is currently displaced and will remain displaced for some time.
Wow, so you said 40% of the community has been displaced because of the storm. I mean, what are people doing for shelter? Where are they living right now?
Sure. So a lot of people are being housed by family and friends. My house was one of the lucky ones. We did not get water above our finished floor. And we've got a couple of, I call them our refugees, who are staying with us. And that's happening all over the village. People are taking in family and friends. And then there's also a stock of rental houses. Off-island property owners, a good number of them have very graciously made those properties available. And last week, 67 to 75 rental properties had a formal agreement for displaced families to stay in them. I say with great pride that there's no one in Ocracoke who does not have a roof over their head.
With Ocracoke being isolated from the mainland, what has been the biggest challenge with recovery so far?
I hadn't thought of it in terms of a single biggest challenge. It's the combination of challenges that really keeps me awake at night. And fortunately, we can solve it one piece at a time. The latest piece of this that I've been becoming aware of is the number of people who are leaving the island is a problem. We're losing workforce, and this is an island that our economy depends on that workforce. When we're up and running, we're a tourism economy and a fishing economy, and both of those require people who are doing that work. We're losing those people. They need income, they need a stable environment, and they're moving off the island.
Last week, FEMA denied individual disaster assistance for residents who were affected by Hurricane Dorian. First of all, how did you respond to hearing that news? And what have you done to help secure other types of assistance for residents there on Ocracoke?
The denial of the claim for individual assistance by FEMA certainly came as a blow to the people of Ocracoke because, I mean, we're citizens of this country and taxpayers, and if you drive around the village, it certainly looks an awful lot like a disaster. And starting on Wednesday of last week, right after the declaration was denied, we began having meetings with our state resources to talk about how the state could follow up and provide us with the kind of things that we're not going to get from FEMA. We have good cause to believe that there's going to be a state declaration for individual assistance. and that the state will provide us almost everything that FEMA was going to provide.
What does recovery look like for the next several months on Ocracoke?
To step outside in the morning and hear saws and power planes and sanders and paint sprayers, every kind of piece of equipment that makes a noise that says progress, I expect to hear that in the air all over the village for the next 4, 5, 6 months and beyond.
Tom Paul is the Hyde County Commissioner for the Ocracoke Township. Thank you very much for your time today.
Sure. Yes, thank you.